No, in life, it's important to set yourself up for success. My Rebbe, Rabbi Kalish, says a mushel that, you know, a mushel of sports. You come to the game, you bring your baseball in, unless you play in right field. When you come to the football field, you bring your cleats. In life, it's important to set yourself up to win the game. And one of those basic things is to have a shul. To have a kehila, one. To have a rav, two. To have an ashay, three. CNT is all three. Here in ZNT. If you don't come 5 minutes early, you may not get a seat. And don't tell me it's because the shul is small. It's because the people in ZNT are mashiv davening. We have a rub, and you can ask on anything, literally anything. And as a whole, the kehila has been mekabel upon themselves in very large part not to talk during davening. Which, by the way, is no chiddush. Again, because people in ZNT are davening. It's exciting to be in ZNT. You know, when I was growing up, the excitement that I had when I was going to shul was outside shul. I couldn't wait to come to shul, to go outside of shul and talk sports with my friends. And if we were really lucky, so we had a neighbor next door who was mistama not Jewish, or not from, because he had a newspaper on Shabbos, and we would kick at it and tow it until we found out last night's scores. But in shul, and it's the same thing when you're an adult. Where's the excitement? In ZNT, you walk into shul and you're smacked in the face with the realization that something's going on here. Something's going on here. Someone is here. Who's here? Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Hashem is truly here. But speaking about here, why are we here tonight? Are we here for the food? I mean, it's quite a spread. But we're not here for the food. If we were here for the food, then we would have a chocolate spread in the back like we did last year. Are we here because, you know, Matzah Shabbos is long, and, you know, after Matzah Shabbos Kol, it's all boring. But it's a long winter. This is just one night. What are we doing? I think the reason we're here is very simple. We've come here tonight to celebrate our Chashiva members, who have fulfilled the dictum of Asel Charav in the highest manner. And to celebrate an Ashay that is taking care of our mishpachas to make them connected and happy. This is a big deal. This is ZNT. Without further ado, I'd like to call upon our Rosh Hashiva, who is known that the founder of our shul, Mendy Schechter, who put tremendous kachas into the shul, was Charlotte Zivayim. And we have many members who previously and currently learned and are learning under Rav Center. So if I could please ask Rav Chaim Tzvi Center Shlita to come say a few words.
It's a real privilege, honor, and pleasure to be here. I can't say I know much about what's happening in Yerushalayim because I try to bury myself in yeshiva. I don't know if you noticed in the Midrash, it says about Yaakov, he buried himself in the Beis Midrash of shame. I try to bury myself in yeshiva, but a little bit I get around, and I can tell you from my vantage point, the most successful English-speaking kehila in all of Yerushalayim is here, Zichron Asan Tzvi. Definitely true, but I'm not talking about the size of the kehila. There might be bigger kehilas as possible. I'm talking about the way that the kehila the connection that the Mispalim have, and the feeling of belonging that has been gendered here, the way that the kehila, the success is based on every person that walks in. That's the success of Zichron Nasan Tzvi. And it's something astonishing, outstanding, and it's something that I haven't seen anywhere else in Yerushalayim. It's not easy to make such a kehila. And it's a tremendous mesiras nefesh of the people that work hard on making it. And of course, in particular, the Rav Shlita, to be Orech Yom Mishonim al Mamlachtoi, and the Kehila should continue to flourish. I think I did what I'm supposed to do, but I'll show you the Vatar anyway. I'm going to start with this week's Aftoyer. And the Pasuk right in the beginning of this week's Aftoyer, the Pasuk says, Va'ato ben Adam kach lecha itechot, take two pieces of wood. On one right Yehuda, the other one right Yosef, and they will somehow they will fuse to become one. That's what this week's Haftarah begins with. There's something happening, a dynamic between Yehuda and Yosef that happens in this week's parasha, and it goes down right at the beginning. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda approaches Yosef. And in that moment, Yehuda feels that he has no choice but to be machniah himself, because he lost. Yehuda lost. And he tells Yosef, not knowing that it's Yosef, but he tells him, I'm prepared to be your slave. And the Medrash on this Pasuk says something fascinating. It brings a Pasuk in Navi, and the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Amos, Hine yomim bohim nuum Hashem, v'nigash choyresh b'katzir. Choyresh b'katzir, the Medrash says, choyresh de Yehuda, katzir is Yosef. And apparently, there's a dynamic between Yehuda and Yosef, and I'd like to suggest that the entire machloikes that happened between Yosef and his brothers was really about a machloikes between Yosef and Yehuda. That it was, the brothers rallied behind Yehuda, but really it was Yosef and Yehuda that were having this machloikes. In what way? I'll pose the following question. What is the most important organ in the human body? We know Klal Yisrael's ki ish echad b'lev echad. So we want to discuss, who's the king of Klal Yisrael? What's the most important organ in the human body? I come to mind two things. The mind and the heart. Those are the two most vital organs that we have. And I'd like to suggest, and I've saw it brought down in numerous places, that Yosef HaTzadik, the symbol for Yosef, is the symbol of a shor, of an ox. Bechor shoyroi hodorloi, vekarnei re'em karnov. Yosef is known as an ox with his horns. And the ox's power is in its head, in its horns. You talk about a bull, they speak about someone who's bullheaded. Yosef is known as the mefarnes. He's the one who was able to give parnasa to all of Mitzrayim, to all Klal Yisrael. He's the mefarnes. That's why, if you look, it's not a coincidence. You know, when you have a bull market, because the bull is the most productive of all the animals. That's Yosef. It's a bechino of Roish, of head. To Yosef, the Roish, Yosef. Roish, Yosef is referred to as the head. As a matter of fact, Yaakov taught most of his Torah, he taught to Yosef. He's called Ben Zekunim, not just because he's the youngest, but Zekunim is also a veiled reference to his Torah, Zekana Chochma. Yosef is the Roish. Roish Yosef. And what's Yehuda? Yehuda is the heart. Yehuda's symbol is a lion, and a lion is known for its courage. Yehuda is the heart of Klal Yisrael. A lion, in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, is called a leviah. Leviah is lev, is the heart. There was once a very famous person in history named Richard the Lionheart, because that's what a lion is known for, it's for its courage. A lion, Yehuda, is the heart of Klal Yisrael. But the Rambam says that a melech of Klal Yisrael's liboy is leiv kol ha'am. His heart has to be the heart of all the people. So now you have someone who's a bechina of roish, and someone who's a bechina of leiv, and they're going to find it out. Who's the melech? And Yosef says, I had a dream, and you're all going to bow down to me. All of you. Yosef's the king. And they didn't like that. Klal Yisrael didn't like that. Klal Yisrael wanted Yehuda to be king. You know why? The pasuk says, "Bekerav achecha tosim alecha melech." Bekerav means from inside of you. See, the heart is like inside of the body. The head is removed, and Yosef was a little bit removed. He was like detached. They didn't relate to Yosef. They related to Yehuda. Yehuda was like one of the boys. Yehuda was part. Was in the heart of Klal Yisrael. He was inside. That was Yehuda, the lev. And they got behind, they rallied behind Yehuda. And that's the pshat. Yosef is called katzir. Katzir is when you cut something off and it's disconnected. Yosef is katzir, he's disconnected. That's Yosef. And choresh is Yehuda. Choresh is when you plow, when you break the ground, you make it soft, you soften the heart. We have hardened hearts. And Yehuda is there to soften our hearts. Choresh and katzir. And that's the confrontation that happens in this week's parasha. Between Yehuda and Yosef, heart and the mind. Who is going to rule? And I believe that what had to happen in Klal Yisrael was that Yehuda had to be machnia himself and subjugate himself to Yosef. Because if we follow our hearts, if we follow our passion, if we follow, sometimes we have urges, things that we desire, but they're wrong for us. And we know in our mind that it's not something we should be doing. But if a person allows his heart to dominate his mind, he's in deep trouble. Or she's in deep trouble. We need, in order for us to really experience malchus, we need our moyach to rule over our lev. And that's what the Zohar says. The word melech is Rosh Tevas. Moyach, lev, kovid. Moyach, lev, kovid. Melech, Rosh Tevas. Because your moyach rules over your heart, and your kovid is your goal from what your body does. It's what you think, it's what you feel, that's what you do. So we need Yosef to be on top. And that's what happens in this week's parasha. In order for us to be matzliach, we have to be able to control, have our mind controlling our hearts. I want to tell you a quick story. On Hazan Paran, sitting in Waffle Bar, years ago, before there was Big Apple Pizza. And sitting next to me was someone who recognized me. This was many years ago. He recognized me because I was involved in an event that we did for technology in Ulam Beis Yisrael. And he said to me, I didn't know him from anywhere. He said to me, Rabbi, I love what you did. I love what you do. I said to him, what are you talking about? He said, you know that event that you did with the technology, it's amazing. He said to me like this. He said, I know my computer is destroying my marriage. I know it. But I can't do anything about it. Sometimes I just want to throw it out the window, but I can't. So what is he saying? Let's analyze what he's saying. What he's saying is, my mind tells me this thing is terrible for me, it's destroying my life. But my heart won't let me let go. And right now, my heart is in control. That's dangerous. It's destructive. It's trouble. We need to be able to have everything filtered through the mind first. We have to think about our priorities, what's important to us, what's valuable. And if we can make the decisions based on our mind, then we're malchus, then we're mamleches koyanim, then we're zoiche, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, utruas melech boi Klal Yisrael, is triumphant when we act like b'nei malochim. But Rabbi Yisrael, I want to end with this. Because the truth is, that Yehuda's king, not Yosef. Yosef's not king. Well, he is. He's Melech HaMashiach. But let's play it out. What really happens is that Yosef is there to prepare for Yehuda. Yosef is called the Kisei HaKavoy. He's there to create a kisei for Malchus Beis David. Mashiach ben Yosef comes first. He prepares, that does all the battle, fights all the wars, and then he dies in battle. For Malchus Beis David. David Melech Yisrael. Because if you can control through your mind, it goes into your heart, then your heart becomes king. Levi is Lev Kavaam. It's not only about what I'm thinking in my heart, but in my mind, we want our hearts to be Yiddish. We want to love Yiddishkeit. We want not to be drawn towards all these things that are destructive and bad for us. Adirab, if a person allows his mind to come first, then his heart is king. And that's the truth. Rachmana, Liba boy. Rachmana, Liba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a heart. And that's where it all is. It's in the heart. But we need first to go through the mind, then it's a heart, and then it's real. I don't know how many of you ever met Nelson Tzvifinkel. But he's probably the most amazing man I ever met in my life. I'm close with Baruch Hashem, a lot of very special people, very big people. But to be in his machitzas, to get close to Nelson Tzvifinkel, what was it about Nelson Tzvifinkel? You were with him, and you managed felt like his heart was dripping with Abbas Yisrael. His heart was dripping with Abbas HaTorah. There was so much, and his heart was dripping with Abba of every person he spoke to. You felt like you connected with him. It was a tremendous, tremendous heart. But it started with the Masan Sri, who was so careful about everything he did. It was so calculated. But when we do that, our hearts become profoundly connected to everything good and everything important. A Yosef Elefant gave a shmooze about the internet at the Yarchei Kala in the Mir Yeshiva. I feel that it's the most important shmooze that anyone can listen to today. And every single person in this room, every man, every woman, I feel like it's critical that everyone listen. I'm not the Muradasu here. But I feel it's critical everyone hears the shmuz. It's very powerful. It's very clear. It's very simple. But it's laying the facts down. What the internet is doing to us is forget about all the issues that we have with, with the garbage that's going on. But our hearts, it's pulling us, ripping out our hearts. Rabbi say you have a rub with such a varma hearts. So much leib. Your exposure is to so much heart, so much the Avos Yisrael, so much Avos HaTorah, so much Zizkeit. I want to have that heart. First, we have to make sure that everything that goes into our heart goes through our mind. And that is when Klal Yisrael is preparing ourselves for Mashiach Tikkun B'Mehera B'Yomeinu. We should be Zoyecha Rabbi Sai. This is a Chabura, this is a Shul of Bnei Aliyah, unquestionable. Because of everything I've heard and everything I know, there's people here who are looking to go to do the right things. And there's challenges that we're facing now like never before. That this shul should be an example, a role model for other kehilos of what it means to be Bnei Aliyah, what it means to make sacrifices in your life, in the things that you feel drawn to right now, maybe the things that are easier and it's convenient and you just want it, but you know it's wrong. And you're misgaber. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be zoicha, that we should be able to harbor in, to bring, to greet Melech HaMashiach, and to kengel b'mheiro y'amein Allah. Amen. Amen.